child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated is God with us. Can you join me in kneeling? And let's say a prayer to our Lord. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we are here before you with humble hearts. We pray, Father, and we invite your Holy Spirit to be with us. We ask that all the words and the songs that are sung will just bring glory to your name, Father. Help us to remember what the season is about. Let us not get all caught up in all the gift-giving and all the decorations and the running here and there. Help us to be still and to be quiet, just for a small moment, to remember and reflect on why you came. Thank you so much, Lord. Be with us now. We ask your angels to sing with us. And we pray, Father, that you will just fill this place with your presence. We thank you so much for loving us and hearing our prayers. For these things I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Hear me okay? Oh, yeah. Welcome, and may God bless you as for his glory sings glory to God. May each one of you be drawn closer to Jesus.
And before we get started, I have a question. Do any of you have someone in your life, whenever you ask them for a favor, they smile and they say yes? Every time, right? Well, we have somebody like that, and we'd like to appreciate him today. Charlie, could you come down here, please? So, you know, if it involves a cord in or around this church, Charlie touches it, right? Everybody know that? So we have needs as a quartet, and whenever we share one with Charlie, he says, "You bet." So we have this little singing engagement thing we need to do tomorrow, and we needed to record some pieces of music, and so last minute we called Charlie. Hey, could you come down to the church and record some music for us? He says, absolutely, and he shows up. And then we get done with the recording, and he says, I'm going to go home, watch my daughter's Christmas program, have some dinner, then I'm going to come back here and mix and master that for you. And I've never seen him with anything but a smile on his face. He always has a yes for us, and he does it with a good attitude. So, Charlie, we just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. And we had a card for you, but I don't know where it is.
Okay. Angels attend Joseph and Mary as they journey from their home in Nazareth to the city of David. Weary and homeless, they traverse the entire length of the narrow street, vainly seeking a place for the night. There was no room for them in the crowded inn. So in a rude building where the beasts are sheltered, they at last find refuge, and there the Redeemer of the world is born.
Savior's birth. men knew it not, but the tidings filled heaven with rejoicing. With a deeper and more tender interest, the holy beings from the world of light are drawn to the earth. The whole world is brighter for his presence. Above the hills of Bethlehem are gathered an innumerable throng of angels. They wait the signal to declare the glad news to the world. Had the leaders in Israel been true to their trust, they might have shared the joy of heralding the birth of Jesus. But now they are passed by. To those who are seeking the light and who accept it with gladness, the bright rays from the throne of God will shine. Where the boy David had led his flock, shepherds were still keeping watch by night. Throughout the silent hours, they talked together of the promised Savior and prayed for the coming of the King to David's throne. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The Spirit led Simeon to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Now let your servant depart in peace, according to your holy word, for you have shown this child to me, and my eyes have seen the Holy One of Israel."
Servant, depart in peace, according to your holy word, for you have shown this child to me, and my eyes have seen the Holy One of Israel.
Visions of glory fill the minds of the listening shepherds. The deliverer had come to Israel. Power, exaltation, triumph are associated with his coming. But the angel must prepare them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation. "This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Prince of peace, he is born. Love in the
messenger had quieted their fears. He had told them how to find Jesus. With tender regard for their human weakness, he had given them time to become accustomed to the divine radiance. Then the joy and glory could no longer be hidden. The whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God. Earth was hushed, and heaven stooped to listen to the song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men.
Thank you.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, that today the human family could recognize that song. The declaration then made, the note then struck, will swell to the close of time and resound to the ends of the earth. When the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, that song will be re-echoed by the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters sing, Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth.
Thank you.
hope you have all been blessed as songs have been sung to glorify our Savior who has died for us. And as we depart, let us remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
And again, the church said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. 2,000, 20, 21 years ago. Truly, our peace comes because of our relationship with you. We praise you and we thank you. And even though you're an eternal God, who has always been, yet you came down here, and we thank you for that gift. And all we can say is happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. Okay, one quick announcement. There is heat in the fellowship hall now.